We have just experienced the warmest May on record. It's becoming more common. The five warmest Mays on record have all happened since 2011. NIWA meteorologist Chris Brandolino is on the line. He's going to give us a roundup on what's happened with the weather in May. He also happens to be someone, a meteorologist who spent time in New York. Morning, Chris.
Tamaria, Ingrid.
Hey, you would have just heard the story and you'll be aware of what's happening in New York with the smoke there. What do you make of that?
Unprecedented. It's incredible. I was listening to that story, and they mentioned Syracuse, New York, and actually I lived there for, 16, 17 years, and the air quality there is three times greater, or worse, I should say, than what is deemed as, you know, the worst level. So it's incredible. My mother-in-law sending me videos. I'm seeing pictures on social media. You know, it's not too dissimilar. It's actually worse. If we recall, right before COVID hit, we had that kind of that red sky here in New Zealand from the Aussie bushfires in early 2020. And often people said that was a harbinger of a coming kind of, global crisis that we face with COVID. Hopefully this is not the same.
No. Well, the smoke is bad enough, isn't it? And sure. I guess, what do people do? They head indoors and or put masks on?
Yeah, you have to. I guess I was reading that the air quality was so bad that it was equivalent to smoking something like six cigarettes in the day if you're outside
for a
period of time.
Like being back in the 70s.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
hey, exactly, let's get up to date on actually what's happening here, which is, climate change in a different form. What were the numbers like in May? Give us the roundup there.
Yeah, so basically May was the warmest May on record, full stop. The nationwide temperature was 2 degrees above average, and that's a big number. That may not sound like a big number, but it's a huge number, and it was the largest departure from average since January 2018 of any month. So temperatures in May were basically what you would expect in April in terms of the average temperatures. 96 locations around Aotearoa, New Zealand either had a record warm May or a near record warm May. 96 locations. And it wasn't just May, it was autumn too. So that includes March, April, and May, 3 months. It was the fourth warmest autumn on record. 38 locations had record or near record warm autumn temperatures. Couple notables: Chatham Island to the east had their warmest autumn since 1878. In Napier, which records go back to 1870, Napier had its second warmest autumn on record.
What's driving the heat?
Look, there's typically three things when it comes to unusual warmth. The recipe is basically an airflow from a warm place. So that's an airflow, say, from the north, northeast, northwest. The word north is involved, so air coming from a warm place. You have sea temperatures, I should say. So our ocean temperatures have been running warmer than average. We've had kind of marine heat wave conditions, which is just an extended period of unusually warm ocean temperatures around Aotearoa, New Zealand. And because since we're an island nation, our air temperatures are really joined at the hip with our sea temperatures. Then, of course, climate change. I mean, what I like to tell people, Ingrid, is that if you took those same conditions I just mentioned, warmer than average ocean temperatures, airflow from the north, and you put that into a time machine and you hit the year 2080, you're going to get even a warmer result, because in the background, the temperature is slowly increasing and increasing and increasing. So when we get these natural events that come together naturally to produce an outcome, that outcome is accentuated because of climate change.
Chris Brandolino, thank you as always. That's NIWA's Chris Brandolino on a record warm May here.